I recently pointed out that it looks like Trump is being positioned to be put back into office, and it's because he supports the big three things that drive America's power base, which is disease, debt, and death, i.e. big pharma, big banks, and big war, or the military-industrial complex. However, it's worth pointing out that this criticism doesn't just apply to Trump. This is true with anybody. There will never be anyone elected to the U.S. presidency who opposes those big three things. Why? Well, because the corporations behind those three things, i.e. big pharma, big banks, and the weapons manufacturers, they have a stranglehold over the elections process. They have so much money. I mean, this is such a massive racket. The vaccine racket, right? The war racket, the money printing racket, the debt racket. It's such a big racket that these corporations have so much money they can easily twist elections. They can bribe people. They can pay off judges. They can do anything that's necessary to stay in power. And this situation will not change until the United States empire collapses. Now, that day is coming. And it's a financial collapse that will probably happen first, because the money printing machine does have an expiration date. There will be a day when printing more dollars is meaningless because there's no one left to buy the dollars. And you can only print and buy your own debt for so long before the dollar collapses. And again, that day is coming very soon. So it's actually, I think, incorrect to think that reform will happen politically in America. It is impossible. And no, Trump is not the big reformer that's going to clean up the deep state and change everything. Reform can never come from within because the system now is structurally so corrupt that no true outsider can ever achieve victory in any meaningful election. America, in other words, has become Rome. The bureaucracy is now, it's so corrupt at so many levels, the structural problems within the system are impossible to fix from within. The only real change can come from a collapse of the system and then a rebuilding of society and its institutions and how it functions. So that's what we should be preparing for. This is why, in my mind, it doesn't matter to me that much who wins in 2024, because the United States of America won't survive much longer. The whole system's coming down. What matters to me is learning and teaching how to, number one, survive the collapse, because chaos will reign, and there will be millions of people who die in this collapse, if not tens of millions. But secondly, even more importantly, how do we structure society in a way that is sustainable, that is just, that is fair, that is free? How do we do that? And achieving a society that's rooted in fairness and honesty and compassion and civil rights and human rights and all of these things, this will require many big, powerful institutions of our modern time to lose big time. For example, big pharma can't continue to run around and dominate science and medicine and media and push pandemics and profit from pandemics and scare everybody half to death with false TV advertising, telling them they have a disease in their brains that has to be treated with a chemical imbalance corrector. You know, this whole approach has got to go. Big pharma, as it exists, has got to be completely, you know, demotivated, let's say, out of the economic structure, because it's just a death sentence on the people, including the cancer industry, by the way. And much the same has to happen with the pesticide and herbicide industries as well, which just poison the food supply for profit. And that's it. And you just get mass poisoning, you get disease, degeneration, Alzheimer's, whatever, from all of the pesticides and herbicides and cancers and so on. You've also got to denature the war machine. You've got to somehow structure society in a way that does not monetarily reward warmongering, because that's the way it's been in America since the end of World War II. The more wars they start, the more money they make. And of course, the war corporations pay off the senators and the State Department personnel and whatever, sometimes through, you know, campaign finance money, sometimes through Bitcoin. Of course, they all get paid off. Everybody gets paid off. Every decision that's made in Washington, D.C. of any consequence is backed by a payment, bribery. I mean, even people getting nominated for positions, they buy those nominations. By the way, I don't know if you knew that. I think most people know that. But if you want to be nominated for something, you want to be, I don't know, the Secretary of Transportation, guess what? You got to buy that nomination. It, you know, might cost you a couple $100,000. You pay the right person, boom, you're nominated, and then you just have to go through the confirmation. So everything's for sale, which means nothing has merit. There are no morals, no ethics. The United States of America has already collapsed into a totally corrupt criminal system that is imploding upon itself. And the good news in all of this is that when the dollar dies, it will take down a lot of evil. Because the dollar, if you think about it, the money printing enables Big Pharma to exist, because basically Big Pharma is, they just receive, you know, tens of billions of dollars from the government. That's their revenue model, is to make money from government. They don't even care about the private market that much anymore. This is about government buying their drugs and vaccines through Medicare, Medicaid, through, you know, emergency use authorizations, pandemics, whatever. That's their business model. And when the dollar goes, that whole business model dies with it. So I've heard people say, you know, you don't want the dollar to collapse, it'll be chaos. I've heard Ed Dowd say that. And, you know, he's right. Ed Dowd is a smart man. He's right at one level. There will be chaos. There will be, you know, famine. There will be lawlessness and desperation in society. And yet, for humanity to be free, the dollar must die. For Americans to be free, the dollar must die. And ultimately, the good news of the dollar dying will outweigh the bad news, although it's going to suck in the short term, that's for sure. You know, the United States government prints money and spends it on propaganda to brainwash the American people, to run psyops. So part of the COVID handouts to the CDC included $1 billion for propaganda. And the CDC took that money and used it to pay off comedians to mock anti-vaxxers, for example, or to, you know, push television ads that are pushing vaccine mandates and masks and all kinds of things. So that's just straight up money printing for propaganda. So when the money printing stops, when the dollar dies, that propaganda dies with it. That's a good thing. When the dollar dies, also, by the way, the U.S. military will no longer be able to bully the world and start more wars that end up killing millions of people. You got to understand, most of the wars that you've seen throughout history, well, if not all of them, are deliberately caused. And the recent wars like Russia and Ukraine, that was caused by the West. Not Russia spontaneously invading Ukraine, no. This was all caused by the United States of America over many years, including, you know, the Maidan Revolution and everything that happened in 2014, and then installing Zelensky later on, a few years later, and then threatening Russia and threatening to expand NATO and so on. That war was caused by the United States, which is traced back to printing the dollar. Same thing in the Middle East. The Israeli-Palestinian war is a product of U.S. money printing, ultimately, because the U.S. financially funds Israel, and Israel financially created Hamas. And then Israel arranged for Hamas to attack on October 7th while Israel stood down, so that Israel could play the victim and then use that as an excuse to commit genocide against the Palestinian people with the help of the U.S. Navy sitting offshore. Again, this is all an extension of the dollar. The dollar has been used as a bludgeon, as a weapon against humanity and against the world. So when the dollar dies, that whole thing dies as well. And that's actually good news for the human race. The dollar is also an instrument of mass looting of the American people. So when you earn money and you save money and you buy things with that money, you notice how those things are getting more and more expensive, of course, because, well, inflation, but it's actually devaluation of the dollar because they keep printing more and more dollars. So money printing is a form of theft from the wage earners, from the working class. And when the dollar dies, then that will no longer be possible, at least not with the dollar. The question is, what will replace the dollar? And that's a choice we all get to make together, actually. We don't have to jump in with the next fake fiat currency that the government pushes on us. If we wish, we can choose to use an alternative system. We can use, you know, privacy crypto, or we could use gold and silver, or even a new state-backed currency. Perhaps, you know, the state of Texas, I think, is going to roll out its own currency at some point, and it'll probably be backed by, at least partially, gold and silver. So there would be a precious metals-backed currency that would tend to hold value rather than lose value, because the government couldn't just print it. Now, if we had a society rooted in honest money where the government couldn't just print money, which means that they're creating value out of nothing while you and I have to work for it, they're essentially stealing our productivity for their corruption, you see. But if that were no longer possible, all kinds of evil in the world would no longer be able to be funded by the fiat currency. And it's not just wars, it's also pandemics. You know, it's the bioweapons development at the DOD. It's the bio labs that are in Africa, or that were in Ukraine, for example. There are all kinds of evils that the government is engaged in that are funded by the fiat currency. For example, the Biden regime hands out money to push transgenderism mutilations on children. Yeah, that's all funded by the government. To break up your families and, you know, indoctrinate your children in school, and to carry out heinous crimes against your children by slicing them up, slicing and dicing in the name of progress. Yeah, a lot of that is government-funded propaganda. So you can probably think of lots of other examples of how the dollar ends and society actually improves. I mean, imagine if the people in Washington had limits on how much money they could print. Imagine if they had to make decisions based on economic reality instead of their virtue signaling delusions. What a change that would be, huh? Imagine if they had to balance their budget like you and I have to balance our budgets. You know, fiscal responsibility would change the entire equation in Washington, D.C., or in any government. And that day is coming. Again, it's going to be a massive collapse. It's going to be hell to go through, absolutely. But those of you who have gold and silver, by the way, are going to do extremely well, probably. Those of you who have hard assets, ammunition, land, firearms, you know, vehicles that work, I don't know, a diesel storage, whatever, garden seeds, you're going to do very well. Stored food, you know, power tools. I think power tools are actually a really great barter item. Get yourself some power tools and some backup batteries. They have a very long shelf life. And by the way, the brand of power tools that I have come to rely on, they're not paying me to say this, obviously, but Milwaukee. No, I've tried them all. I've tried them all. DeWalt is like, I don't know, it's like, they're like toy junk or something. DeWalt is just kind of, it's like low quality. Milwaukee stuff holds up. It's the best stuff I've found yet. And Makita isn't bad either, but Milwaukee, I think, is even better. In any case, getting off track. If you take precautions now in anticipation of what is about to happen, you can make it through this without a whole lot of suffering and pain. You could even do well through this. And that would be great. I want you who are listening to this, I want you to be wealthy so that after the collapse, you have financial influence on the restructuring and rebuilding of our society. I want people like you and I, who have a true understanding of liberty, I want us to be not just the next millionaires, I know many of you listening are already millionaires, but to be, of course, well, billionaires. You know, imagine if George Soros, or someone with that amount of wealth, wasn't an evil demon. Imagine if there were an opposite version of George Soros who was actually a good person, who believed in morality and freedom and liberty, and wanted to use billions of dollars to help uplift and enhance human civilization. Well, that could be you. That could be me. You know, and it should be. Resources should be directed by people like us that have ideas that are compatible with sustainable and pro-liberty human civilization. And that's one of the reasons I share all this information. Look, I'm trying to get this point across. When the financial reset comes, there are people today who are billionaires who will be penniless. And there are people today who don't have much who will be billionaires. Money is going to change hands so dramatically and so rapidly, and it's going to go, hopefully, into the hands of people who could see what was happening and who prepared for this and who have a much better vision for shaping human civilization and rebuilding it from here forward. That's why I want you to be wealthy. I want you to have so much money by the time we get through this, and myself included, that we can actually put money where it makes the most positive difference in terms of supporting, you know, representative candidates or supporting causes that are pro-liberty, that are pro-morality, that are pro-family, that are, you know, pro-Second Amendment, pro-freedom of speech, and so on and so forth. There are so many examples of this. The more money that you and I have, the more influence we can have in that process. So it is actually a duty, a responsibility for us to do well financially. And that's going to come from a lot of the things I talk about here. You know, gold and silver, for example, and many other assets that I've talked about here. You can do very well under systems that preserve assets. So, look, I know this is a big picture podcast. Here's the bottom line summary of all of this. Number one, this current system is going to collapse. Elections from here forward, yeah, you could say they matter a little bit. They do a little bit, but they don't matter as much as you think, because this whole system is going to vanish. So really, who's in the White House in 2025? Again, not as big a deal as you would imagine. Secondly, it's going to suck when the system collapses. A lot of people are going to starve to death. A lot of people are going to die from violence and so on. A lot of people will lose their homes. There'll be a new wave of mass homelessness. But there will also be a lot of positive things coming out of the collapse of the dollar, such as the inability of the government to fund its weaponization of everything against we the people, and also to stop funding wars and vaccines and pandemics and bioweapons and everything else. So we're going to see far more benefits from a dollar collapse than problems it would cause. Thirdly, the more assets that you have remaining after we get through this, the better position you will be to help rebuild and restructure whatever a new society looks like. And if you are the next, you know, anti-George Soros, if you're a billionaire with a lot of funds and you can help decide where those funds go, then you can make a big critical difference in the restructuring of society. And the way to do that is to not lose your assets and also be ready to take advantage of opportunities to do things like, for example, buy entire businesses with gold, or, you know, to buy real estate with gold when blood is running in the streets and everybody's panicked and freaked out and losing everything. And you step in with gold and silver and you say, well, yeah, I'll buy your manufacturing facility there, or I'll buy that grocery store, or I'll buy that hotel, I'll buy that resort with physical gold, then guess what? You can go from someone who's been stacking coins to someone who now owns what used to be a $100 million facility virtually overnight. And then as the economy recovers, guess what? You're going to be the owner as things, you know, get restored. And you're going to do very well in those circumstances, but you've got to be positioned for this. So that's my overall take on this, and I intend to participate in this way. You know, your support and God have both blessed me with a lot of financial resources to direct strategically for the future rebuilding of society, and that's exactly what I intend to do with it. I intend to, you know, at the end of my life, I don't care if I have a penny left, I'm going to use funds in a way that helps support the core philosophies and sustainability of civilization that you and I talk about every day. You know, pro-liberty, pro-free speech, anti-war, you know, we've got to have a system that doesn't involve blood and conflict all over the world. And I think that gold and silver and certain types of crypto and other assets are the bridge to get through the collapse to the other side with a magnification of your assets. Not just the preservation, but even in many cases, the magnification of assets. So think about that. Think about that. This is a critical time for all of us. And I will mention, if you want to get physical gold and silver, our sponsor in that space is the Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company. And you can find them at metalswithmike.com. I do not earn any affiliate fees for sales that they make on gold and silver, but they are a sponsor of my podcast from time to time. And I know they can be trusted. They're professional. They're one of the largest gold and silver wholesalers in the country. At least their sister company is the Treasure Island sister company. And they have vaulting services that are insured by Lloyd's of London and are heavily guarded and so on. So a lot of options there. And you can get guaranteed discreet delivery. So take advantage of that if it's a good strategy for you. And otherwise, prepare your assets and get ready for difficult times ahead. We can make it through this and we can rebuild together. And God willing, we will find ourselves with the resources that we need to help create a society that won't end up a total failure like the one we're living in right now. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. If you'd like to support your own health and longevity while also supporting this platform, check out the products we have back in stock now at healthrangerstore.com. We've got super anthocyanins, which is it's an incredible combination of aronia berries, and it's got blueberries. And you know how the dark purple pigments in plants, these have special properties. And that they're called anthocyanins. And you can find them in things like purple carrots or eggplant or purple corn. Well, we've captured those anthocyanins and put them in this format. It's a delicious way to add these very potent nutrients to any smoothie or recipe. And yes, they're very, very purple. So that's available now at healthrangerstore.com. We also have Greens Plus Superfood. You see on top there, that contains spirulina and various organic grass juices as well. Of course, all in powdered form. If you want to add greens to your diet in a convenient format, this is an easy way to do it. It goes into smoothies. You could use it in some recipes as well, but I think smoothies are the easier place to use it. As with all the products that we offer at healthrangerstore.com, these are also subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing, which includes heavy metals testing, lead, cadmium, mercury, and arsenic. And it also includes E. coli and salmonella testing. That's in our microbiology lab, as well as glyphosate testing. That's on our triple quad mass spec that does herbicide analysis. And of course, soon we're adding dioxin testing to this as well. So you can trust that these are clean, laboratory tested, certified organic products that are honestly labeled and honestly priced while offering tremendous nutritional value that can help support and enhance your good health. At the same time, you're benefiting this platform and keeping us on the air so we can continue to bring you uncensored interviews, podcasts, and content that helps enrich and enhance the lives of millions of people all over the world. Thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of HealthRangerStore.com.